Hello, 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 everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net. Got some interesting questions regarding the last round of videos that I've been posting on YouTube. So I want to show you the fun screen here. So let me just first, if you want to get in touch with me or get on my email newsletter, just go to my website, quantlabs.net. Under contact, fill out this form. I'll give you some PDFs just for fun. I don't release your information as well. If you want to know more on what I do to build out and to keep the lights on and to feed the little chihuahua, I have here my store. Just click on the shop. Namely, what I'm talking about here for traders, including non-programmers, is this quant analytics service. It's now monthly. Lastly, I've already done this video, but why I highlight this is because you can see quite clearly where these markets, the U.S. specifically, are very weak. Right here, live on Yahoo. This one's doing well. Oil, gold, and so on. Okay, Forex is not the best place to be. Okay, so this is a comment that came in a few days ago. First of all, if you're going to ask me about questions in regards to where and what you should do, what I would strongly recommend is watch my videos daily. I just did one like in the last half hour. And essentially, that's what I'm telling this guy is I go, hey, look, dude, you shouldn't keep money in euro at all. I think same with the U.S. dollar. Fiat's dying, okay? Let's just put it that way. And there's a reason for it. It's the unmentionable asset class that I constantly talk about. I don't talk about on YouTube because of the censorship. I don't talk about it on Facebook. All this other stuff I don't talk about. So if you want to know more, just go onto my Telegram channel. I got the invite link here, or my Discord news channel. It's where I post all the interesting news. Okay. So to answer this question, guy, gotta watch those videos more timely. But in that video, basically to cut it down, is the best place to be in. A month ago, you can see that nice rise with copper. Okay. If you're gonna buy and hold, This is a good one, okay? This is probably performing better than gold. Like, it's gone from 325 to 475. So that's a nice increase, okay? That started last fall, topping out here, topped out here. So it may come back. That's just one example. Corn as a commodity. I mean, look at this nice rise from looking at price here, let's use the open, $3.28 all the way up to $7 in a course of August till now, May 6th, okay? So you hold euro, it's getting you nowhere. People don't want to hold it because of the debt situation of the eurozone, same with the U.S. Again, wheat. It's a year from the summer. It just accelerated along here. Okay. And it's come down. It might come back. Who knows? New Zealand's an interesting coin or bear as well. But again, it's fairly flat. So you're not getting a lot of performance. So where would you put your money right now? Well, I'd be definitely putting in oil. You've got this rally now started in November, $39. All the way up to now 68. It may top out $70, $80. And that's just depend upon what I call the global sickness. You know what I'm talking about. So this may already flatten out. I don't know. Another one that people talk about and usually poo-poo is gold. Like gold was not the best one. So if I look at XAU, Singapore, as an example, okay, it's starting to rally, okay? And it's just based on timing. If I watch, if I add in let's say XAU and USD, probably not the best one, but it's rallying, okay? So if you held on to all this time, you would have been in decline. But if you watch these kind of videos from other people as well, you know, this kind of trade would have started April, starting to go up. So for gold, or another one that would be good is maybe gold in Swiss franc, XAU, CHF. And why do I say these? Well, this is the simple reason. When you look at XAU, CHF, you will get a slight better performance in certain currencies. Singapore and CHF, the reason I say that is because these are very large holders, the country itself, of gold, physical gold. So they get better performance versus the US dollar, especially if you have a declining US dollar. But if these start to, we'll call them stable, everything else looks good when you have a declining dollar or you have a declining euro, okay? So if it's in Singapore dollar or CHF, you're probably going to look better, a slight better performance. Not a lot, but slight. another currency I'd kind of avoid is the Japanese yen. And that's just due to the fact that they're not clean balance sheets. I do watch another one, the gold-silver ratio. And that's a good indicator of when things turn. And right now it's, I'll call it neutral. It's not in gangbusters rally mode for the US. So there's that to worry about. And this is just traditional trading. The index, the equity indices I would stay away from for now. And just focus on gold, oil. And as I said, when it comes to gold, hold them in these two currencies of either Singapore dollar or Swiss franc. Okay. So that's an option. So the new option, of course, is the digital currency or coinage. A lot of central banks are moving into it, namely China. I just got this in the last little bit. This person says, who watches what I do, he sounds like he's very knowledgeable, just in general investing. He says, I'm long on this second biggest of the dangerous asset class coins. So he's in that right now. He says, after the crash, I bought into it as I figure it's better to be contrarian than to be a victim of future positive price trend. And I agree with that. And there's a lot of new movements happening with that as well. So he's holding it for 6 months and he thinks that'll hit a high. And that's quite true. So I talked about that stuff in here in Discord. And I also talk about what I'm doing on my Telegram channel as well. And this is just as a general video to help people. You got to watch more of the daily stuff that I put out. I don't know if I do it daily. Or better yet, it's, as I said, you want to be part of this community I'm building out here. This one right here, the Quant Analytics. I'll be leveraging more Telegram. And if you're a programmer and into it as well, I'll be doing more of that with the Quant Elite as well. So I'll be putting out the videos to distinguish the two. But basically, this is for traders, is Quant Analytics. Quant Elite service is really for programmers. Okay, that's the difference. Everything else is encompassed in either one of these. So keep your eyes out for all those, and we shall talk to you later. Thanks for watching. See you later. Bye.